In 1956, the Blessed Virgin came to America, and she came with a message concerning the importance of purity, the importance of the future of our country, and the need in a special way for the bishops of our country to respond to her message. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And it's rather remarkable that we have apparitions which have been entitled Our Lady of America, which have been approved by the archbishop in which archdiocese this had taken place in the late 1950s, 1960s, all the way technically in some form of supernatural communication up to 1984 and beyond. And the leading figure in canon law in the entire church has written that these messages are already approved. That's right. Messages of Our Lady of America already established as an approved apparition. Now, there's a lot in that, so let's break that down. First of all, let's go to the last thing I said. Archbishop Raymond Burke, who was the Archbishop of St. Louis and has since been promoted to the highest level of canon law in the church. He has a role similar to the Supreme Court Justice on the Supreme Court. He is the leading canonist over the Apostolic Signatura, the highest canon law court in the church. He's in Rome. But before he left for Rome, he wrote a letter to every U.S. bishop. And in this letter, he stated regarding the apparitions you and I are about to discuss, the apparitions of Our Lady of America to a religious sister, Sister Mildred, that these apparitions canonically are already in the category of approved, ecclesiastically approved apparitions. Why? Because Archbishop Leopold, who was the Archbishop of Cincinnati at the time, was the spiritual director of Sister Mildred. He approved two early forms of publication regarding these apparitions, two early brochures. He also gave official approval to the stamping, the coining of the medal of Our Lady of America, the Immaculate Conception. And in virtue of these rather remarkable realities, and I should also mention that the Archbishop, Archbishop Leopold of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, was the spiritual director of the visionary, that according to Archbishop Burke's canonical evaluation, these are already ecclesiastically approved apparitions. Now, why is this so important? Well, we're going to go through the messages of Our Lady of America, and for the most part, I'm going to read the messages to you so you can hear firsthand why these messages portend of great graces for the United States, and if the United States cooperates for the whole world, how it also portends of a great role of the United States in seeking world peace, in avoiding nuclear war. And quite frankly, my friends, from a logical perspective, this all makes sense. The present position of the United States in the world is one that could be a leadership position of both purity and peace. Doesn't have to be. Man has to cooperate for that to take place. But it makes all the sense in the world and in supernature from heaven that Our Lady would call the United States to take leading roles in peace and purity. Well, once again, in terms of background, we're talking about a series of supernatural revelations given to a religious sister. The religious sister was originally called Sister Mary Ephraim, and then later her natural name, Sister Mary Mildred Neusel. And she was a member of an order, the order of which does not continue in the United States, but Sister Neusel received these communications regarding the future of our country and a critical message regarding the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in the United States. So in our segments here on Our Lady of America, again, I want you to hear the ink. I want you to hear exactly from the memoirs of Sister Neusel what Our Lady said to you and to me, and in a very special way to our bishops, about the role of the United States and what could be obtained, which includes not only the avoidance of nuclear war and special protection for the United States, but also a widespread promulgation of the virtue of purity stemming from the National Basilica, from the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. But that's always if we cooperate. If we as a country, if we as individuals, and also if our U.S. bishops will heed well and obediently the words of Our Lady. So, in this first segment, I want to read to you really the beginnings of the Our Lady of America messages and the apparitions. Now, Sister Husel had received supernatural communications before this time, but let's start on September 25th, 1956. This is the eve of the Feast of the North American Martyrs, and it's appropriate. Heaven's very conscious of the liturgical calendar of the year. It's appropriate that Our Lady would come on the feast of this great, on the eve of this great feast of the North American Martyrs, a special grace for the United States. I want to read to you from the memoirs of Sister Mildred how this takes place. She tells us, and I quote, "On the eve of the feast of the North American Martyrs, September 25th, 1956, as I was making the holy hour from 7 to 8 p.m., I was conscious of the distinct and special feeling of the presence of Our Lady. She stood by my side and spoke to me. I felt, rather than saw her, though I did see a part of her white gown and a small portion of her blue sash. I was under the impression that she came as Our Lady of Lourdes, and she herself confirmed this. Our Lady promised that greater miracles than those granted at Lourdes and Fatima would be granted here in America, the United States in particular, if we would do as she desires. These are the words she spoke to me at this time. Quote, I am pleased, my child, with the love and honor my children in America give to me, especially through my glorious and unique privilege of the Immaculate Conception. I promise to reward their love by working through the power of my son's heart and my Immaculate Heart, miracles of grace among them. I do not promise miracles of the body, but of the soul. Now, this message is then followed just about a week later from a powerful message by Saint Joseph, who of course is also a mirror of purity. But Saint Joseph speaks about his role, his unique role with Jesus and Mary in the redemption of the world. And that's why this overall message of Our Lady of America, which is historically being paralleled in Europe, in Amsterdam, 1954 to 1959, with the messages of Our Lady of All Nations, where Our Lady is speaking about her role as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, where Our Lady is calling the church and the world to solemnly define her role as co-redemptrix and mediatrix and advocate. Listen to this message from Saint Joseph regarding his participation in the redemption. Quite beautiful. He says, quote, "It is true, my daughter, that immediately after my conception, I was, through the future merits of Jesus, and because of my exceptional role of future virgin father, cleansed from the stain of original sin. I was from that moment confirmed in grace and never had the slightest stain on my soul. This is my unique privilege among men. My pure heart also was from the first moment of existence inflamed with love for God. Immediately, at the moment when my soul was cleansed from original sin, grace was infused into it in such abundance that, excluding my holy spouse, I surpassed the holiness of the highest angel in the angelic choir. My heart suffered with the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Mine was a silent suffering, for it was my special vocation to hide and shield, as long as God willed, the Virgin Mother and Son from the malice and hatred of men. The most painful of my sorrows was that I knew beforehand of their passion, yet would not be there to console them. Their future suffering was ever present to me and became my daily cross. So I became, in union with my holy spouse, co-redemptor of the human race. Through compassion for the sufferings of Jesus and Mary, I cooperated as no other in the salvation of the world." So here's St. Joseph saying, we're going to talk about this in our next segment as well. Here's St. Joseph saying that in this call of redemption, Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, that St. Joseph, in light of the fact that he knew he would not be present with Jesus and Mary, was already offering for the redemption of the world. We're talking about apparitions to the United States, apparitions from Our Lady of America, apparitions critical for us and critical for our future. Continue with us as we speak about the messages of Our Lady of America, messages to the United States and to the world. God bless.